legs under them now, and they're starting to play a little hockey.
Goaltender Jesse Rogenbach, face off to his right. Crotchin loses the face off to Essenmaker, goes in the corner. Essenmaker tries to get past Crotchin, and he does, and he brings it to center where he comes across the line with her. He comes right up the middle, he gets through, he shoots, he scores! End-to-end play, John.
Travis Essenmaker, he's got some wheels under him. He took it coast-to-coast. Goaltender really didn't have a chance in that opportunity. He was just coming fast. He put it right in the 5-hole. We got ourselves a 1-0 game. Dirty Hooker Diesel sticking the lead.
Yep, I didn't see who got the assist. It might have been actually the goaltender.
I think it might have been the goaltender.
It went in play. And we have a faceoff at center. 1-0 for the Pirates. And faceoff is won by Stone Cold. Crotchin wins it. It's immediately played by Stone Cold. And Hearn brings in on the left side of this offside.
Yeah, just a little offside.
He just jumped the gun. The right winger jumped into play before he could get there. So faceoff will come outside the blue line. In the Stone Cold zone, Essenmaker will take the face-off against Crotchin. Essenmaker wins the draw and goes back to Seaman. Seaman circles at his own blue line, passes it up the boards. It's intercepted in the center by number 18, Crotchin. He throws it in, goes into the corner. Number 3, Austin Seaman pitchforks it out to center ice where Stone Cold has it. Right wing pass attempted and fails, and Hearn grabs it at center ice, comes up the left wing. Stick handles, tries to get around one defender, shoots it in against Stokin. Goes into the corner where number 99, Gorkowski, plays up the board. Not successfully, hits the post on a shot from the right wing by number 24, Essenmaker, is kept out and now goes down the ice. Ingram shoots it down the ice. I don't know if it'll be icing. Yeah, it will be. Ingram was on the wrong side of the red line.
As soon as I say Stone Cold got their legs under him and they're playing hockey now, DHD just comes back to score a goal and they got him back on their heels.
Yep. If we're in for that post, we have a 2-0 game. As it is, it's 1-0 for the Pirates. The faceoff will be to the right of the Stone Cold goaltender Logan Connors. Smith will take the faceoff for the Pirates. We got a momentary delay while they line up the players. The faceoff is won by Harbor Beach. Smith keeps it in, but just weakly, and the puck can't be kept in, and breaking on the right side is Lang. Lang comes across the line. He's on the right wing. He tries a pass into the center that's deflected by Rogan, but it goes into the corner where number 11, Amon, tries to get it. Amon throws the puck out front and goes all the way to the point. Maurer keeps it in momentarily. Schooley could not keep it in. He straddled the blue line, just couldn't keep it in.
Just outside the line.
Yep, so we'll have an offside, and the faceoff will be at the blue line. Just outside the blue line of the Pirates zone. We're waiting for the puck drop. Okay. Puck comes to center where it's played by Braun. Braun brings it in. He's with Booth. Oh, he gets hit checked by Maurer on the boards on a legal check. We heard that one.
That's the first big hit of the day.
Yes, it is. Okay, the puck is played out of the zone by Stone Cold. It comes to center where it's gobbled up and played by Braun. Braun misses a hip check, but is played in. Amon will have to chase it down for Stone Cold. He goes behind his own net. He's immediately checked, but he keeps going. He manages to get around another player. Now he's at center ice. He cuts to the middle. He's on his back end. He cuts to the middle again. Now he's checked at the last second. And now the puck is shot down the ice by the Pirates. It looks like it'll go for icing, and it will. Almost a chance.
It was a good play by Travis Essenmaker there on the defensive end, just to pick Amon's pocket there at the end, and you know, he cleared it out.
He put Amon on his backhand.
Yeah, he put Amon on his backhand, and he, you know, he took advantage of it.
Yes, he did. Crotchin will take the faceoff for Stone Cold to be to the left of the Pirate goaltender Jesse Rogenbach. Okay, and we're off. The puck is dropped. The faceoff. Win by nobody. The puck stays in the zone, goes behind the net where it's chased down by the defense. Rogenbach is checked. It comes out for number 23. McManaman, she can't control it. The defense gets it again. Stilton holds it into the point and shoots it in the goal. It's dumped on the goalie, but he can't control the rebound and goes into the corner. The defense for Seaman. Pirates comes in, he goes end to end, he goes into the corner, and passes out in front, it's off the pad of the goaltender, and cleared by the defense, and Smith misses it at the point. It's going to be a delayed offside, so it's a free out. Oh, there's a collision at center ice. Number 3, Austin Seaman, then number 27, Leek of Amon. Puck is shot into the Stone Cold Zone. Smith keeps it in for the Pirates, but it's immediately pitchforked out, and Crotchin has it at center ice. Crotchin's coming in with Jacob Amon. He goes up the left wing. He's looking. He gets in the corner. He passes out in front. He just misses Clairement man-to-man out front. She can't convert the pass, and the puck is controlled by the Pirates. They break out. There's a pass for Essemaker. He's breaking in. He gets by one player. He scores!
Wow.
And again, almost.
That's a great pass by Mitchell Hearn to feed Travis Essemaker coming up the left-hand side. Again, went five-hole on the goaltender, Logan Connors.
Commercial. We're going to take a break. 2-0, Pirates.
Man, I'm freezing. Bye. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Wraps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Wraps and Refrigeration, how do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Wraps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Wraps and Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Since 1890, Bad Axe Marble and Granite has been there for those in the community during their most trying times. The highly skilled staff at Bad Axe Marble and Granite can craft stone markers and memorials that are as beautiful as they are meaningful. Bad Axe Marble and Granite has helped commemorate that which matters most to us with the highest quality of work combined with an excellent, knowledgeable, and compassionate staff. Stop in today or give us a call at 989-269-7421 to see what we can do for you or your loved ones. Bad Axe Marble and Granite Works is a proud supporter of the Silver Blade Tournament and would like to thank everyone involved for their hard work and dedication that makes hockey happen in Huron County.
Okay, we're back at the Expo Center. 2-0 lead for the Pirates. They just scored. Face off of via center ice. Smith loses the draw to Amon, and Schooley breaks over the line. He's trying to come in the right side. He shoots. Blocker save at the last second by Jesse Rogenbach. Shot goes over the top of the goal and out. Almost a couple scoring chances there.
Well, I don't think Jesse Rogenbach saw that till the last second.
I believe you're right. And then right over the top of the net and out. But apparently it was deflected.
Yeah, Stone Cold's got a lot of work to do here.
Well, yes, they do. Rogenbach to right. There's a shot from the left point. Goes harmlessly behind the goal where number 7, Mitchell Kennedy, tries to track it down. He throws it out in front. It's covered up by goaltender Rogenbach. So the faceoff will be to his immediate right after the timeout. And the 2-0 lead. Looks like Stone Cold's come out with a little life here.
Well, I just think they need to get shots to the net. They need to get some rebounds and, just typical hockey things. I think they're just getting a little impatient right now.
Okay, Amon loses the draw to Essemaker. The puck comes back to Amon. He takes a shot from the left point and a shot wide. He goes into right wing boards, played out the center where number 21 Schooley can't reach it. It goes out in front. And there's a fan by Mitchell Kennedy. He could have had a chance there. Puck is still in the zone. Goes behind the net. Kennedy tracks it down. Backhand pass out front. The center's up by the defense. And then the Pirates will get it out. There won't be icing as Lick Langley handled it at center. So there's an opportunity for the Pirates. And then number 14 misses the pass, and then off we go. No face off, it's at the blue line. Amon keeps it in, he shoots it in, attempts to pass, but is intercepted by number 3, Seaman. Seaman will get it out to center, where it's gobbled up by the defense for Stone Cold. They bring it up to the line, 21. Matt Schooley keeps it in, he's working with Kennedy and Amon. And the puck still comes out to center, where Langley has it again. Pass is intercepted at center by Essemaker. Number 13, and Mitchell Hearn comes back out. Amon has a left wing pass to Schooley. Schooley's trying to get past Seaman. He does, but he's checked at the last second. Amon has a chance. He fans on him, gives it away to the defense, and off goes Essemaker on a 2-on-1 with Hearn. Pass goes to Hearn. Hearn's coming in. He shoots a shooter. Oh, he shot it wide. He had an opportunity there, and he just mishandled the puck a little bit. Played out the center by Stone Cold, where Kennedy gets it. Kennedy has a chance. He gets checked. He had a man out front, but it couldn't convert, and Hearn will have it for the Pirates and shoot it out the center ice. Magnuson has the center ice. He throws it in. Essemaker
Essenmaker has another break. He's coming in. He scores! Magnuson to Essenmaker is the 3-0 lead.
Stone Cold's really breaking down the defensive end right now. Hearn and Essenmaker came down on a breakaway. Hearn just missed the net just a few minutes ago, and now